ordained of God, but they can furnish only the exterior qualifications. God will manifest that he is not dependent on learned, self-important mortals. Testimonies, Volume 5, pages 81 through 83. Speaking of the purification of the church here, when the gold is separated from the dross, and specifically speaking of the time period when the mark of the beast is being urged upon us, Sister White identifies this as when the identifying scourge is passing through the earth, and it's also the time when Jehovah's fan is in his hand purging his floor. And we see in this previous quote from early writings that during this time that the overflowing scourge is going through the world, that this man with the dirt brush is sweeping the floor, and he's cleaning out the trash that has accumulated. And we'll look more at this as we continue on. Now, this passage here, if you remember part 5 of this series, we looked at a dream that Sister White shared on the train depot in Loma Linda in 1908 that has never been ratified with the seal of approval by the White Estate. But if you go back and listen to that tape again and you hear the content of that brief message, you'll see that it's almost identical to what we just read here in Testimonies, Volume 5. And it's the Sunday issue that's going to purify the church. But during this time when the overflowing scourge, which is just another way of saying the Sunday law, is sweeping through the world, during this time we see the fan is in Christ's hand purging his floor. Now, Matthew 3:12 or Luke 3:17 says, "Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into his garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Here we're seeing wheat and chaff being used to describe the purification of the church. In the last quote, we looked at, she used the symbols, the gold separated from the dross, or the trees that are cut down. In the Bible, trees symbolize men, either a righteous man or an unrighteous man, depending on how it is portrayed. And when we see the Lord portrayed with his fan cleaning his floor, we see the wheat and the chaff mentioned. In Matthew 13:30, it says, "Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest," and we're told that the harvest is at the end of the world, "and in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares, and bind them into bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." So here we see the separation of the wheat and tares, and we know that the angels will do this separating. And the in Selected Messages, Book 3, page 385, we're given